Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We know there are so many phenomenal organizations out there doing great work for our region. Up next is Chad Burke, and he heads up, get this, the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region. He is their president and CEO. Chad, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. It's really a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate the chance to chat with you.
Well, always we enjoy collaborating with partners such as your organization. So tell everyone what your group does, please.
Sure. The Economic Alliance Houston Port Region is an economic development corporation. It serves the Houston Ship Channel region. It includes 11 cities, Harris County, the Port of Houston, and about 250 private companies that are members. And our mission is to grow that regional economy by adding new capital investment and creating jobs in the region.
Well, speaking of jobs and all of the projects that you guys are involved with, 21 and 22, you guys had some big wins. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So if we have a report card each year that we have to show our board and members, it's how many projects that we worked on that were announced and came to fruition in the region. And so in 2021, we had five project wins that totaled $1.9 billion in new capital investment. And it created about 600 new direct jobs. And of those five wins, four of them were petrochemical manufacturing, which you would expect. Most of our new capital investment has been in the chemical manufacturing business. And then one of them was in healthcare, where Kelsey Siebel located a new clinic in the North Channel area. But most of the large cap projects that we work on are in the chemical industry.
So what are some of the things that you do, for example, to make the Port Houston area competitive?
Yeah, and this is a great question because it really gets into all of the different activities that we do. So if the core mission is to get that capital investment to convince those companies to locate in this region, what they're evaluating is what does the infrastructure look like? How can we best move our people and product through this region efficiently? Port of Houston's the largest and busiest port in the country. We obviously export a lot of materials around the globe. So really, how does that infrastructure work on land and on the water? And then the second question is always workforce development. Do we have a trained, skilled, ready workforce to be able to fill those jobs that are created? So we work really hard in infrastructure. We work really hard in our workforce development efforts. Our public policy committee, it just got back from Washington, D.C. last week. We're in federal issues, and then every other year, obviously, at the state level. That sets the ground rules for kind of how successful our communities and businesses can be. And then the fourth thing that we work on is with our local cities, quality of life. We want to create a region where people love to live and raise their families, as well as work in these great jobs along the industry.
So a big topic of conversation has been and will continue to be Houston's Ship Channel. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, really been kind of priority number one on the infrastructure side for the last several years. Port of Houston calls it Project 11 because it's the 11th major project in the history of the port, a little over 100 years now. And what they're doing with that, after about a four-year mega study by the Corps of Engineers, we're going to widen the Houston Ship Channel from 530 feet to 700 feet wide. And what that does is that allows for safer transit of all of those large vessels. But really also it as the vessels get bigger and bigger and bigger, it ensures that we can have two-way traffic in and out of the Port of Houston so that the very large vessels can pass safely one coming in and one going out at the same time. It's about a $1 billion project. The Port of Houston itself committed to half of that, about $500 million. Earlier this year in February, the Port of Houston was awarded $142 million towards that project in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And then one of our top priorities last week in Washington, D.C., was asking Congress for $250 million to complete that project in the fiscal year 2023 administration's budget. So we're working hard to kind of close the gap on the very end of that. But the good news is we've got a large portion of it funded. And next month, they actually begin the widening process for the main section across the bay. So we're making good progress and moving forward on that project right now, which will really continue to keep Houston competitive globally.
What do you hope to be the completion date on that?
Probably 18 to 24 months. So maybe 2024, we should be coming close to completion. Yep.
Well, Chad, to you, the team, your board, thanks for all you do, and thanks for partnering with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you so much, Laura. We really appreciate it. Appreciate you, too.
Thank you, Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.